Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Today's cattle futures market was mixed. We had live cattle higher, feeder cattle a little weaker, and then lean hogs just crazy high today. But the June lives are up $1.10 at 133.17. The August lives up $1.55 at 133.90. October 72 higher at 139.85. May feeder cattle down 47, 157.40. The August down 60 at 167.42. The September feeder 62 lower at 170.05. So they were in the red, but at one point today we're down about $2 a hundred. So they came back pretty significantly off of their lows. The lean hogs 307 higher in June at 103.82. The July's up 360 at 104.80. So good bounce there on the hog market. Box beef at midday was up $1.87 on choice at 260.82. The select unchanged at 243.90. At the end of this week, we've got an on feed report. The estimates are starting to come in here. The early on feed number, or the May 1st on feed number, 101.5 or so. Placements 96%. So maybe this will be the month the placements come down. Marketed 98.1%. And that report will be Friday after the close. But those are the early estimates. We'll start to get more as the week progresses here. It looks like Oklahoma City is going to have about 9,200 head. It's been really surprising how many cattle have come to town over the last couple of weeks.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Well, today's grain futures market was really strong and led by the wheat. The July Kansas City wheat was up 70 cents, up the limit at 13.52. September also up the limit. Same in Chicago, it was up the limit. So these 70 cent limit moves came on news Saturday that the India government had banned all exports. Now, about a week or two ago, they said they were going to, or thinking about it, then they said they were not going to. Well, then this announcement Saturday, plus this morning there was talk that it only applied to private companies and the government could still do deals. So I'm still a little bit confused. Egypt has said to have bought 500,000 metric tons of wheat from India that this ban did not apply to. So I don't really know how that'll sort out. But the wheat market was up the limit. Digesting that news, it made new highs, so maybe there's some short covering. I know the margin system, people getting margin calls, having to get out of short position on this rally, so it's been pretty brutal. But that led the beans and corn up as well. The July corn up 28, September up 20.5 here. It looks like it's going to settle at 778. Now, the last time it made a high like this was back in 2012. It was on August 10th. And on that day, the September corn went to about 843. The December corn on August the 10th went to 849. So 849 was the contract high there for the corn.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.